Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Thursday afternoon. Bruce Schmiedlin is returning to our show, this time in his volunteer role with InfraGuard. This is going to be really interesting, I think, for everybody to pay attention to. InfraGuard, by the way, is a public-private partnership sponsored by the FBI to protect our nation's critical infrastructure. And this is information technology stuff, cybersecurity. It's one of its 16 critical sectors, and Bruce is the cyber chief for InfraGuard's Iowa chapter. He joins us today to talk about cybersecurity for small business. Welcome back to the NewsHour. Bruce, good to see you again.
Great to see you again, Michael. Thanks for having me on again.
So we're not talking about taxes today,
huh? Nope. Just taking it easy for a little while here and working on one of my other hats.
Yeah, you have several hats. You know, one of the cool things about Bruce is that he's mega tasking all the time. How many? You also belong to several nonprofit organizations, and so you're giving back to the community, all those kinds of things too, right?
I'm on the board of directors at Disability Rights Iowa, and I chair the audit committee.
Ah, of course. Good place for a CPA, right?
I avoid being the treasurer at the areas where I volunteer.
I understand.
And I'm also a commissioner for the Boy Scouts of America.
Really? No kidding. Good for you. I was just in Kansas City last week with a fellow whose son headlines a part of the Boy Scouts of America out of off the East Coast. Interesting guy. Good stuff. All right, let's chat a little bit. What in the world is this cybersecurity thing? And you've hinted at this before when we were on the air and your relationship with the FBI. So tell us about this. You know, Jody Selby from Bankers Trust was in just recently talking about cybersecurity in business and some great tips there. I understand you caught that show, and so this is kind of a piggyback.
Yes, I did catch that show, and I thought it would be good to build upon it. She talked about some things like layering and didn't really get into that. Well, that's a good chunk of what I'm going to be covering today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And cybersecurity is important not just for the small business owner, but also to protect everyone who has a computer, including critical infrastructure operators like power plants, water plants, healthcare. All those different things, because if your machine gets compromised at your business, it can be turned around and used as a weapon to attack someone else.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the genesis of this group before we get into some specifics.
InfraGuard has been around for quite a while. I don't remember
really?
The year in which it was founded, but the whole idea was to bring together people from 16 different critical sectors, and have them exchange ideas with each other, share intelligence both directions with the FBI, and make sure that the information that's needed to protect one person's area can then be used and shared for a similar person or a similar sector to protect themselves.
And this has been going on for some time. How come we don't hear much about it?
It's one of those quiet little things in the background.
Okay.
And it takes quite a bit to become a member.
I would imagine,
to go through a vetting process and have the connections to critical infrastructure.
Got it. All right. So when we talked with Jody, she highlighted several areas and, you know, monitoring the accounts and think before you click and antivirus software and the patches. We talked about those things.
Oh, what a pain.
Yeah, I know. And I so wish that the guys from Microsoft would just, like, update those things more often so we don't have to wait 20 minutes. But I get it.
Microsoft used to send out updates constantly, and now they save everything up for the second Tuesday of the month.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And don't ever be in a hurry on the second Tuesday of the month, because that's what happens. All right. So take us down this rabbit hole, and let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that you offer through this organization.
Great. We'll talk about the layering, and I broke it into two different areas. One of them is pretty much one-time setup. So you put it in place. You don't have to worry about it again.
Now, what is layering?
Okay. Think about putting on a T-shirt, a shirt, a sweater.
Got it. Okay. So we're layering. We're layering different types of security?
Yes, different types of security defenses, just like you're trying to protect yourself from the cold. After all, it is January.
Mm-hmm. So that's the idea. So you have multiple pieces of protection.
Right. One tool is not going to protect against everything. So you need to make it more and more difficult for someone to peel those layers off and get to the center of the onion.
Now, I don't expect that you guys say, okay, this form of security software is better than that form of security software, or maybe you do. I don't know. What should people be utilizing, you think?
It's more than just the software. There's some hardware things that need to be put in place as well. And the things that I'm going to talk about today are relatively inexpensive for the small business owner to do.
All right.
Nothing on the list here is going to break the bank.
All right. Let's roll through them.
Okay. First, always have a router between your computer and the modem, even if it's just one computer.
Okay. Now, for those of us who are a little slow, that would be me. So we have the modem.
Correct.
Now, there are modems that are also routers.
There are some that have a router built in with them.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have that router functionality, that's what we're trying to get. Because the routers come with both a hardware firewall and the address that your computer uses to talk to the firewall is different than the address the router uses to talk to the internet. So someone using the router's address from the outside for their attack isn't attacking the address of your computer.
Got it. Okay, so the computer remains safe.
It's got one layer of protection. There are actually two with the firewall.
Got it. Okay, so if you have a modem that also has a router in it, good on you. If you don't have...
Go get one. They're cheap.
All right. Good deal. All right. Did not know.
And
what are you learning there, Tyler? Are you learning stuff?
We actually just moved, so we had to buy a motor and
a modem
and a router. And I still don't quite understand it, but I know I got both.
Good.
All right.
Next on the list is strongly encrypt your wireless network. If you don't have your wireless network encrypted, anyone coming by can listen to what you've got on your network. Mm-hmm. All that confidential information passing back and forth. And they can also use it to get on your network. So they can put things onto your network, or they can go and download a bunch of pirated, copywritten material, and you're the one that's going to get the bill.
Right. Okay. So how do you do that?
It's right in the directions for your wireless router.
Do you want to encrypt this or not?
Yes. And which form of encryption would you like? I'm not going to get into forms of encryption today. That's a little bit too long-haired, but there's plenty of options.
Okay, so when you're setting up your router, make sure that you click the little box that says, yeah, I want to encrypt this.
And let it give you that nice, long 16, 20, 30-character key.
Yeah. Okay, now, there's a question for you. We have one of those, obviously, for our business. You know, it's 16, 20, I don't know how many characters it is. It's a bunch. And folks have said, you know, what we ought to do is shorten that up and make it something that we could remember, like our dog's name or something like that. Good move?
No. The shorter it is, the easier it is to crack it.
Got it.
And when you're starting with pets' names, those types of things, you're more vulnerable to the social engineering.
Sure, because somebody looks you up on Facebook and they find out what your pet's names are, and then off you go.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. All right. So keep your long, complicated key.
Exactly.
All right.
And while we're on encryption, if you've got a laptop that you take places or just get concerned that someone might swipe it, encrypt your hard drive. That way, if it gets stolen, no one gets to use the information.
And how do you do that?
It's something where you can quite often get a version of Windows or other operating systems that feature an encryption option.
Okay.
Or you can buy encryption software and put it on.
Or you get your tech person to say, hey, do this for me.
True.
There you go.
Small business, you might be the tech person.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. All right. Good stuff.
Next in line, no default passwords. Now, your computer, the router, the switches, the modem, everything comes with a default password in it. All sorts of your software that you use to run the business is going to have default passwords in it. Guess what?
Those are in
the manuals. Everyone can look it up, and they can come in and change whatever they want, and you've just got yourself opened up to the kingdom.
You know, what's interesting is Microsoft, with their Microsoft 360 program, has you readjust those passwords every so often. So they'll send you a little note and say, hey, it's time to re-up.
And password management is a whole different ball game,
okay.
And everyone seems to have different standards. So what's a nice strong one that's allowed on one site and actually required to use it is too strong for the other site. They can't handle it, and they tell you to dumb it down.
Got it. Okay. Wow. Gee. Lots of stuff to remember. All right. So we're into this whole idea of making sure things are encrypted and that our passwords are secure. And do you suspect that people should change those passwords on a regular basis?
The ones that are set up as the hardware ones,
right.
Your administrative passwords in there on those devices, I don't know of businesses that are going around and changing those periodically.
Okay.
It's not something that you're signing in and using on a routine basis.
Got it. All right. We are talking with Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, about InfraGuard. This is a public-private partnership between the FBI and folks like Bruce, who's real smart, by the way. So that's probably a good thing.
A lot of people are in there.
All right.
Next on the list is think twice before allowing remote management of your computer. You're giving someone a back door to come in, and that also creates a back door that someone else might be able to use to come in. And guess what? A lot of those people that do the remote management set up the same default password for all their clients for the remote management. Not a very good idea. So if you do have the remote management set up, require a unique password.
Got it. All right. Yeah. All right. That would make sense. Now, when we're talking about remote management, you're talking about an off-site computer company or a computer management company that may be assisting small business utilize their computers to optimum use, correct?
That and helping with the repairs.
Got it.
Gee, this isn't working, or I don't know how to do X, and they come in and they look at the screen and they talk you through how to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. That makes sense.
Back on to the whole idea of administrators. You know, those have a lot of power. And I see time and time again, the small business person is doing the stuff and they're using an account with administrator privileges. What really should happen is they set everyone up, including themselves, as a limited user, and reserve the powerful administrator account for when they're doing software installation, maintenance, patches.
Really?
So that if you get hit with something that's trying to install as software and you're a limited user, the operating system's not going to let you do it. So it gives you another layer of protection, costs you absolutely nothing.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about ways that you can improve the security for your small business. And if you've just tuned in, this is all going to be up on the podcast, and you can re-listen to this from time to time as well. What else you got for us?
Jody talked about having antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
You also need anti-malware, and you do need a software firewall on your machine as well, not just relying on the router's firewall. Plus, if you go around and use your laptop at a coffee shop, those types of things,
mm-hmm.
you want firewall software on that
particular machine. All right.
Back to your wireless network. And these are still on the one-time setup things, last on the list, fortunately. If you're going to allow guest access, set it up as a unique, separate system or password from your trusted network.
Oh.
So you've got one encryption key that gets everyone on through this wireless ID that's trusted. You give your guests a completely different sign-on that's not able to go in and access that. It's all controlled through your wireless router.
You can do that?
Oh, yes. And it's absolutely free.
Now, are there some step-by-step instructions out there how to do this?
I would suggest people, first of all, read the manual. Oh, I know. It's a pain. Read the manual. And you can always go through and Google things.
Okay.
Then we can talk about the things that you end up doing on a routine basis. Patch management. It's not just the Windows operating system that has to be patched. All of these different software applications, your utilities such as your PDF reader, your PDF writer, Java, Flash Player, all of these different things also need patches. And I figure a budget of about 1 hour per month per machine is what it takes to manage that. And that's not do it just once a month. That's how much it'll add up to over the course of the month for each machine.
All right.
And, you know, Jody talked about that think before you click. That's that routine piece you really got to keep in mind. And last but not least, backups.
Backups, yeah.
Not just on-site, but get an off-site one as well. Some people are doing it through the cloud.
Huh. Good stuff. Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about this project called InfraGuard, and this is a public-private partnership between folks like Bruce and the FBI. Interesting stuff. Thanks so very much for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks for inviting me in.
All right, we'll have all of this up on the podcast as well. For those of you who joined us, you also heard from John Bruno, our small business spotlight, shown on all ability cycles of Jefferson. We've got to scoot on out of here. Coming up on 6 o'clock, have yourself a wonderful evening. On the controls tonight is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music that you're hearing is an original production from James Goodlett. You need some business music? Contact us. We'll put you in touch with James. Have yourself a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.